Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one today. It is Thursday, August 20. No, it's not August 20. Damn it. I keep forgetting these damn days. It is Thursday. The time is now 4:58 a.m. That's right, man. I am up like clockwork. And I am very annoyed that I cannot get any sleep. But today is Thursday. And it is August the 8th. This is Ron Smith Star Talent Showcase. And Children of the Light Food Pantry, episode 20, I believe it's 28 or 29. Okay, well, anyway, look, I thank God for today. Thank God for waking me up. No, this ain't episode 29, this is episode 30. Episode 30. Yes. And I want to thank God for allowing me to be clothed in my right mind. And I'm waking up. I gotta figure out how to get sleep. How to go to sleep. How to stay asleep. I don't mind doing the podcast at this time. No one's knocking on my door. No one's ringing my bell. No one's calling me in the middle of the night, which is good. So this is the time that I get a chance to talk with you guys. But for me to wake up at this time, that means it's going to be hard for me later on to stay awake during the day. And that's my worry. I told you that they broke into my apartment, the landlord's goons, and they stole my insulin. And what they didn't steal, they destroyed. Well, I was trying to get some more insulin, and I can't get the insulin. They won't give it to me. I don't really feel like telling everybody about my place being burglarized. Alright? People say, well, go to the cops. The cops don't help you. They really don't. They're not here to help you. I'm a black man living by myself. For me to talk to the police, it's like poison, man. It's never gonna work. It'll never come out the way I want it to. If anything, they're gonna blame me for it. Yeah, isn't that something? They turn around and they blame you for anything. So, here's the deal. I have no insulin. And my sugar levels are gonna go through the roof. I'm going to have to go back to my doctor's office and try to get some insulin. And I just don't know when. I did try to talk to Lavonia, Anthony Ovi's sister, and I was supposed to go by there, but I didn't get a chance to. Akira, the fashion designer, she was supposed to have been putting together a fashion show. I wanted to really help. I have issues with certain things, the way people do it. She's a very nice person, however, when you're doing the business, you need to get sponsors for your event. And without a sponsor, you're not going to be able to pull off the event the way you want it to happen. Unless you, see, if you're going to do these fashion shows, you need to be able to make some type of money. That's a topic we're going to talk about in another segment. But for now, Children of the Light Ministries, address 1151 East 95th Street in Brooklyn, between Flatlands and Avenue J. Okay, they're open on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Please go by and pick up some food. It's a food pantry. It's free food. The food is free, but we ask that you give a generous donation. Helps keeps the trucks on the road. They need gas. It's a refrigerated truck. They need to be able to pay their insurance each and every month. No, they don't get a grant to put the gas in the truck, okay, or to pay the insurance. That comes out of the pocket, okay? So, with that being said, shout out to Pastor Dr. Marion Rush, shout out to Sister Baptiste, shout out to Johnny John, the rest of the members who volunteer faithfully each and every day that food pantry is open. I end saying the scripture verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Okay, now, we're going to talk about the future show's August Ames. Her murder, she was brutally murdered, and some of the other adult film stars that died from overdoses, alleged overdoses, but if we all know that it wasn't an overdose, they were murdered. We're going to tell you why these things are happening. Take care. Stay tuned to the next Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light.